Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Spoken Word Podcast. You're with your boy CJ, and my man is about to come in a cut. You're a man of many names, man. I don't know what to call you.
Hello everybody.
As you can see, completely different shot today. Because like I said on our first video, got some new furniture coming in.
Yeah, sofa-less.
Yeah, we've got the floppy mics out, my bro. We invested in everything else. Except for the microphone equipment.
Well, we did invest in it. It was just low budget. Like Zlatan Ibrahimovic says, low budget.
Low budget.
Got top tier camera.
Top tier Mac.
Got a nice Mac
hard
with
drive.
The iconic Apple logo behind it.
Everything, yeah. No, the mics are calm in terms of sound quality, yeah. But it's just like, brother, you go to a studio, fam. You got the big mics, brother. Like
studio fetish. Go on.
Oh, bro.
Studio 66.
Studio Fetish, fam. Go on that, bro. He's saying Studio Fetish, bro. People watching him like, what were you talking about, Studio Fetish?
Go on. What?
Studio Fetish.
No.
What's this Studio Fetish?
Studio Fetish, this is a good setup.
Yeah, this is a good setup, yeah. Now, it really is a good setup, yeah. Because obviously, where is that? It's at my place, isn't it, yeah? So it's quite convenient for me and for you, yeah? But I always say, going forward, I like to, you know, rent out a studio and all that. And this guy's like, no, it just seems anti-studio.
No. So with a studio, say, like I said, the studio has to be right. So yeah. Not all studios are good. So
you see some shocking
studios. We've filmed in the studio, obviously, and like, we'd be like, you know, it's not for me, it wasn't that one. There's a lot of different studios, different prices, but it's got to be the best one. So I think sometimes the best studios you make is your home, is your own studio.
Yeah.
Like this.
Honestly, it's very cost effective as well.
Yeah, very cost effective as well. Well, so
don't cost a penny. So yeah. Well, no, it costs me a penny because I have to pay the rent and all that. But it is what it is, man. But anyway, bro, how you been anyway?
Oh, I've been good, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Bro, this weather, yeah. Especially this week. Oh my God. One minute it's raining, one minute the floodgates are opened. And then it's sunny.
Today
I'm wearing just quite a bit of a summer top today, innit? But then in the afternoon it's gonna be pouring down the rain. But it's just ridiculous, bro. Like summer coming or not.
It was like that last Sunday. It was nice later on in the day, but it was like horrible at the early hours in the morning. And then later on at night, it was hot. Like if you went to like certain parks, you just saw people like sunbathing in their groups. So weather,
yeah, man. Summer soon come.
Anyways, what are you talking about? So what? Let's go on.
What today? The topic of today, bro. Dating. This one's gonna get a lot of views, bro. I know this one's gonna get the viewership, but when it comes to dating, yeah, for some reason, people just always gravitate towards it, which obviously is understandable because most people date, innit? Obviously, going back to like our old videos, but if I check like the analytics, that's our most listened to podcast. And I think, it's not our most viewed, but it's our most listened to. We didn't upload that on visuals. But yeah, dating in 2023, man, where is it going? Like, I feel like it's been a sham for a minute, but I just wanted to talk on it.
It's a sham. Dating's been a sham. I'll say even like in the last, the last 6 years, 5 to 6 years, it's been a sham. It's been a bit of a farce.
Yeah.
Actually.
You say 6 years and that's when like, I'd say.
5 to 6 years.
Yeah, 5 to 6 years. And that's when I'll say that's probably the same time where, obviously you had social media years before that as well, but I'll say it's transcended at like a different level.
I
call it like hyper social media, where in terms of like content creation, you had like KSI before that, all these people, but now it's like your everyday Joe can make money, can make a career out of social media. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just feel like since the past 6-7 years, since social media's just exploded, gone out of control, the dating scene's gone downhill a bit.
Right. So what I would say is that I hear some people even saying that they don't date. I never understood what that even means, to be honest. Like, what does it mean when some people said that, I don't date? I think even Stormzy said that on his interview with Louis Farrell. Was it Was it Louis?
Might have been.
He does it in a date. I'm like, what do you mean don't date? You was with Maya Gemma.
Yeah.
So when people say they don't date, even, what does that even mean?
Do you know what? I don't hear that as much. You might hear that.
I've heard it.
I don't hear that much. No, the woman, you know, when you talk to like a girl, you're trying to get to know to a girl, and she's like,
yeah.
Oh, like I've never had a boyfriend before.
Yeah.
And she's like in her mid to late 20s.
Yeah.
I'm just like, That catches me off guard. I'm like,
Olivia said that on Love Island, well, the recent season that she had a boyfriend before. But then, when you said that they ain't got a boyfriend before, is that because the way there's so many dimensions to dating these days where people don't even know what they are? It's situationships. Oh, we're not in a relationship. This person's situationship. This is something, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah,
this is overcomplicate what it actually is now.
This is the see what happens generation, bro. I'll be on these dating apps. Yeah, literally, the amount of OTAC codes I've got on my message.
OTAC,
the one-time access codes, bro.
Oh, bro. Yeah, I get that as well. Six-digit code, is it?
Yeah, bro. My message is flooded with OTACs, fam. It's actually ridiculous. Bro.
OTAC, yeah.
Yeah, no, like literally.
You be logging into multiple apps. Yeah. So like,
I know you know when you go ghost for a while, you delete them, you know, and you refresh the profile and all that.
Yeah.
And you come back, but bare OTAX, bro, literally. So I'm like, if you know it, you know it. Now what was I saying? Yeah, to see what happens. Jen, I call it to see what happens. Yeah. Talk to these girls on these dating apps where you're getting to know them. And you're like, oh, who are you looking like? Either you might ask somebody, ask you first, but the girl's response always seems to be, see what happens.
No, but the thing is, though, I thought that used to be a guy's response because the reason why I used to think that was a guy's response is because it's a guy, so he's using a cop out excuse. I'm not gonna lie, some of you guys are scumbags. You just want to have sex, so you'll just say, "Oh, I'll see what happens." You play neutral, so you don't have to. You don't want to say what it is you want, but you don't want to feel like you're promising someone something.
Yeah.
So you'll say, "Oh, I'll see what happens. I'll go with the flow." Cop out answer. You know, you just come back. You know what you're doing there. You know what you're doing, bro. Don't even try it. When I say it, it's different. When I say it, like, when I say it, it's genuine when I say it. It's been genuine when I say it. I'll say when I'm more 16, 17, I kind of said that and I was a bit wrong to like say something that I know, but. You know, we evolve over time. But now girls are saying, girls should just say what it was.
Girls back in the day be like, oh, I want a relationship. Like yeah, straight out of that. I want a relationship, yeah. Literally. And now it's just like, see what happens.
Poker face.
Yeah, it's like, but it's like, and that's why I feel like in 2023, like, are relationships even, are they feasible anymore? Like, where are they going?
No, well, the thing is, it's not even just about feasing. Like, imagine, yeah. Do you know what I found dumb? I've seen girls, yeah, on the dating apps and I've DM'd them on Instagram.
Oh, my fucking mic can't stay up, bro. Like my dick, literally.
Oh, no, man. Mine's worse, bro. That's my thing, but we'll get into that another day. No, I'm joking. Nah, I'm joking, bro. Yeah, man. ED Central here. No, I'm joking.
Why are you saying that?
Anyway,
no, don't kill me, bro.
No, I was saying, I've DM'd a girl on Instagram before. They've been single, they've been on a dating app. I've happened to come across them on Instagram. I DM'd them, and they act like they're not interested. So sometimes I wonder, where the people are interested? Is it because it was not specifically from that app? What difference does it make?
Oh,
you didn't approach me on Hinge or Tinder or Bumble. But you approached me from Instagram or maybe even TikTok or whatever that is, yeah, or Facebook. Oh, they're not interested. But what I find is weird about that, I'm like, but you look like what you look like. So something I wonder is like, if they saw you on a dating app, they would swipe for you. But because they didn't happen to see you on a dating app, there's another time that if you message them somewhere else, providing it's not something silly like LinkedIn, they decided they're not interested. Yeah. I fully believe that.
Yeah.
Genuinely believe that, and I find that weird to me.
Yeah.
Like you care how it came, but it's not the person. It's about where they got you from.
Yeah.
That's just my. I've noticed that. I was thinking that's just weird to me. That's what I personally start to like. I've been engaging. Oh, what's your thoughts on that? Do you think there's anything in that or that?
It's just women's behavior, bro.
No, but I'm saying like, have you I think it is a bit off. But and then what I've done, sometimes I'm not gonna lie, I've finessed them. I'm like, yeah, we matched, and eventually they got interested.
Yeah.
But you, so basically, if I didn't say that, you'd have been interested in the first place. But I kind of said, oh yeah, I think we matched briefly and we lost a connection or something. I'm not gonna lie, I've made up that lie before. I'm not gonna be saying I'm a saint. All of a sudden, I've managed to get somewhere with them.
Yeah.
But I look like what I look like, so. You wouldn't open to me because it's from Instagram, but because it's not on it, I have to find that weird.
Yeah, nah.
But it ties 100%. Into what you're saying, like, in terms of, like, how dating is so backwards, isn't it, in this era.
But, like, because I want to go into, like, two different things first. So, like, you want to get some female attention, yeah? Like, what are you doing?
Me?
What's Jay doing? Yeah. What's your process?
What's Jay doing? What's Jay the comedian doing? What's Monster Chocolate Noir doing?
Yeah,
no, I'm joking.
Okay, yeah.
Different
personalities, yeah. What's the app that's got the most the highest success rate, you would say, for you?
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. What in terms of where I get the matches is Hinge.
Mm.
I think it's the best of the bad bunch.
But in terms of like what you want to get out of that person, whatever, so I don't know, you just want to get to know.
I haven't thought about it. The weirdest thing about it, I would say, it can't be Hinge. It's got to be, I generally don't know. I say Hinge gives me the most matches, but when I have actually linked someone, as in met up in person, because matches, no, who wants matches for the matches to take on matches? Some people do that, but that's not me, it's a waste of time to me. I would say it's from other places, it might be in Tinder. Mm. I get nothing from Bumble. That's just useless in my experience. Like, generally, so.
No, do you know what? That one, I think Bumble, yeah. You know, you have to do the OTAC.
Yeah.
I never get sent anything.
Oh, really?
Bumble. I think I'm blocked. I think they permanently blocked me on that one.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
You get banned from Tinder, innit?
Yeah. I got permanent like years
ago. You didn't do anything.
But like, you know what though? A lot of people actually get banned from Tinder though. I actually just clock. But I don't even
use Hinge as well.
Who uses that anymore? Hinge is the one I use.
Who uses what? Tinder?
Yeah, who uses that?
I know. Stay away from bad dude guys. I'm not gonna get into it, but that's another story. It's full of degenerates. Degenerate women. And degenerate men as well. But I don't look for them, so I'm gonna speak from my perspective. Degenerate women.
No, yeah, that's a mad one still. I can't lie.
I blame you for that. Badu, you got me to Badu, man. You gave me the you. I'm now feeling the effects from you. I blame you indirectly, man.
Man,
someone's got to be held accountable.
I would say, fuck, what was I gonna say, bro? You just got me laughing.
Ask me what's my method. Ask me what's my method. What do I do? There's no particular method, really.
Not terms of method. I'm not gonna say like how do you like draw women, nothing like that. Just terms of like where's the source?
The source.
Do you know what I'm saying?
This is the thing. I'm not gonna lie. I don't really know where the best source.
Not source is that source. I mean, like, where do you go to? Do you know what I'm saying? The source.
As in what app?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying to you. I don't really get. I don't really know. I don't really have a good source. Like, you probably get better. I know.
Because you know.
I because this is all we're all talking about. We're not even talking about in person dating. We're talking about just purely online. Because it seems the way it's all going. It seems like you can't seem to talk to girls in person anymore. Otherwise, it's criminal charges. well, hold that thought for a second. But I'm saying that once I found someone, I feel like I know what I want to say.
Yeah.
But in terms of where to find them. Like some people can find a lot, but they don't necessarily know exactly what to say online.
Yeah.
I feel like I've developed that over a while, where like with creativity, but it's more about where I get the number from, the amount, because a lot of people that are generally not on these apps.
Yeah,
and you miss out.
Yeah, 100%.
But sometimes I think these apps, like, they lie to you, man. Sometimes I feel like they'll say to you, "Oh, out, you've reached all the people in your area." And then they haven't actually.
Oh yeah, you have to expand that. Expand the radius.
No, but say for example you're in area A.
Yeah.
And then they say that there's nobody else in area A. I don't think that's actually true. I think there's people on the app still in area A, but for some reason they just say he's out.
Mm. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Probably, but.
But what about you? Well, what about you?
Feds. Feds. No.
I forgot to shut the window.
Let me shut that window.
Yeah, so where would you say what would you say for you is like the mythical? Obviously, you're saying Hinge is really.
Do you know what? I think you was it you? It might have been you or someone. Yeah. I think it was you introduced me to Hinge, innit? Yeah, it was quite a while ago. And no, I never liked it. I was like, yo, this is dead.
I like the layout.
No, I've never heard it. But you know all of them, innit? What, you layout? Know all of them.
Everyone does.
Layout.
I like the layout, the interface.
Oh, are we talking about an app called Layout or whatever?
No, there's no app called Layout.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Like the interface.
Oh, yeah, no, it's crisp still, it's crisp, yeah. But first, I didn't like it, innit, yeah. And then, I don't know, like, you know, one day, bro, you wake up, right, and it's like things are working, innit, things are matching, stuff like that, things are getting, you're like, okay. Because I feel like when I use these apps, innit, especially like Hinge or whatever, fam, or you kind of, how you set out your profile because it's so enriched in detail and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It probably, it's like a, I don't know. I don't want to say like I have a fake persona online or nothing, can it?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like the photos I got on there, you probably think I'm probably slightly different to who I'm in real life, innit?
Yeah.
But then again, sometimes.
So you're a fraud?
I'm a fraud, yeah. A big fraud. Nah, not even like that, fam, because I just feel like, obviously, you know, like the fucking, I'm not going to say the photo in it. Yeah, I just feel like a lot of people just, I get matches off of that in it, yeah? And it creates some actual like online persona in it.
Mm.
But the negative effects of that is I don't want to get wrapped up too much online because I feel like physically, you know, just the old traditional way where you just go out with your boys anywhere, you just do whatever, but you might not even, the actual motive might not even to be draw gallery or anything like that, but it would just be, you're just out in it. But it's more of a natural experience.
Yeah.
And I feel like with apps, like, it's become so just washed. And it's like, what are you actually going into, bro? Do you know what I'm saying?
What are you going into?
Yeah, like, what are you actually doing?
The problem is, though, is so some people on the app, there's this app called, it's funny you mentioned that, this app beginning with a G, I can't remember what the name was. I came across it the other day on Instagram. It seems that like you heard of Happn, haven't you?
Yeah,
it sounds
yeah.
similar to that, but it's like basically, I think the idea is that someone probably may know, in the comments if you could mention it. But apparently, is so you outside you mentioned in person, so you could both cross paths, but then you don't talk to each other. But then I think the data or the Bluetooth, I think something involves your Bluetooth, it connects you, and then you message them afterwards. So say for example that you went outside your house,
yeah,
and you saw a lady walk past. But you liked what you saw. You don't talk to her. Your phone manages to pick up some like Bluetooth waves or whatever, or something like that along them lines. But then you message her, or she messages you later on that same day.
That sounds like some Pokemon shit, bro.
But it's weird though. That's just weird.
Do you remember
why
that?
You, like, why? I think I saw the comments people saying, "Why don't you just speak to them then? Why are you?"
That sounds weird. Like, that sounds like. When was it, like 2016 Pokemons, bro? Everyone's going out getting Pokemons. That's weird, bro. Nah, the app, the app, you, I did 100% know you put me onto this app, bro. This fucking, oh, bro, you twang man with this app, bro. Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about Thursday, bro.
Yeah. The app, that's what they say, for real life. Something like that.
That's some bogus thing, bro. Like, literally, man. Nah, come on. Tell people about Thursday, bro, because you're a connoisseur when it comes to that.
I'm a connoisseur, bro. I ain't been since the back end of the last year.
Bro.
I haven't been there once this year.
Do you know what? The concept here is sick, innit?
Brilliant concept.
Poorly executed. Literally, bro. Yeah,
but that's from a private joke that we won't
poorly
talk about
executed,
on camera.
Poorly, yeah. So what the concept.
Hold on. Before you say, go on. Is it actually poorly executed? Let me just say my.
No, opinion. No. You know what? No. No. The execution from like the actual app developers and stuff like that. Like the end goal is not obviously. It's the fucking people that go there, bro.
But that's like, isn't that anything? Like anything, the concept could be great, but it's always the people that you know, the people that will like mess.
Yeah.
Not do it to what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Literally.
Because the guys will just blame the women, and the women will just blame the guys.
Hmm. Yeah, no, you're right.
I've gone into let's go into it. I've gone into Thursday. We've been into Thursday. How many times you've gone in there, and then some of the way they look at you, you approach them. They look like why you approaching me.
Exactly.
They look like they look like they're they've gone. Look, so basically, Thursday, for people that don't know, is everyone, they assume everyone's single.
Mm.
Yeah, you may get the odd person who's not single, but they've probably gone in there to maybe to support a friend or whatever. Mm. No one apparently knows each other. You ain't even got to match people to go into these events. There's a lot of different types of interactive events. There's sports events, there's netball, there's badminton, there's painting, there's bowling, whatever. There's just bars, there's like club, like all kinds of stuff, drinking, whatever. And you all go in there and everyone basically single in person.
Mm.
It's like a, I think it's like a Love Island. Yeah, some people say, like, I'll pull you for a chat. You come in there, talk. Next one come in there, pull you for a chat. So basically, you go in there. Let's say, for example, Molly's there. Go into Molly. Mm. I talk to her for 5 minutes. Gone. I go to the toilet. You talk to her for 4 to 5 minutes. She gives her number to you. Yeah. Then it's Derek has gone in there for 2 minutes. And then by the time you thought that you bought rapport, you message at the end of the night, she's airing you now because Derek is now... is now the new impulse. And then what happens is sometimes they're like, do you know what? I just don't like any of them anymore. You got too much choice, like a kid.
Yeah.
And the thing for us, as guys, so I'm not even going to put this onto to women, I'm going to say this to us as well. You got too much choice. Sometimes when you have too much choice, you move mad because it's like, oh yeah, I like that one. Actually, I don't want that one. No, I like this one. Actually, no, I don't want that. Actually, I don't know which one to pick. I don't want any of them. But if you just had that one person that showed to you, you probably just, you know, built up a good connection and then
Too sport for choice.
That's what happens. I think that where in theory it makes a lot of sense. In practice, we can't mitigate for people being sport for choice.
Mm.
Well, I'm gonna assume since the guys tend to move to the women first.
Yeah.
It could be harder. Maybe a woman can bring her perspective at some point about how it was like. But Thursday's a bit different from the other apps, bro.
Yeah, it's different. You get one particular type of customer that goes on the app.
I don't know what you're talking about.
From a female perspective, yeah, bro. One particular type of clientele that goes on there, man. And we're going to have a big conversation. Not even about that.
I'm not involved.
No, in terms of the clientele. Because I'm telling you, yeah. I'm telling you, bro, yeah. Gentrification is real.
Oh my day,
it's real. You know, it's actually everywhere. It's actually everywhere, man. I witnessed it the other day. I haven't even told you. It's everywhere, man. It's a joke.
Oh, is it off camera thing? Yeah?
It's an off camera thing, innit? Okay. But we'll go into that in there for another day. Okay. Gentrification is getting ridiculous. Like, it's happening on my doorstep, bro.
I've been telling you. I've been telling you for the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Well, okay. Day in 2023. Where do we go from here?
I think we gotta go. I think if you know what I believe, I think if you really want to up your success, since everyone's moving online, go back to doing. It's easier said than done. Go back to going out in person.
Yeah.
What I mean by going out in person, I don't mean going to a club or a night or a bar. I just mean like summer's approaching. Go out on the street and talk to a girl.
Yeah.
Just generally do it. It'll stand out because if most people are going somewhere else. What is old is now new.
Yeah.
What's old is now new then. Because everyone's doing it online. It's probably better for you to go and do back in the day.
It's refreshing.
Yeah, because they'll be shocked by it as well.
Yeah.
Just
don't
get put on.
I need to do it.
Obviously, I feel like I've got a duty of responsibility. Don't get yourself put on no list.
Don't be no creeps, by the way. Just restore the natural human experience. But do you know what? I say that, yeah, but you see, have you seen this AI?
I've heard of artificial intelligence. Yeah, yeah.
Like the songs and all that, like Drake singing WAP and all that, bro. Like the way AI is going, yeah. I just want an AI girlfriend, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know Snapchat?
Yeah.
Got the AI. Oh, you
know, I've deleted it. Should I get it back?
Oh,
should I get it back?
Snapchat has got this new feature called AI, My AI now. Yeah, it's like you can chat to in it. Yeah, it's flipping creepy, man. that's some iRobot shit.
Bro. Is it even worth me getting Snapchat back?
Nah, you're not missing out on anything, man. Yeah, but I also want to, the way AI is going, the world's going, I also want to get an AI girlfriend, man, because I can't deal with you like anymore, man. It's too much headache.
Mm.
It's too much. But yeah, man, I'm going to try to set you up.
Huh?
I'm going to try to set you up. I'm just saying that for the long. I'm just saying it for the long.
No. I've got my. I don't need setting up, man. I know. I create something out of nothing, man. I'm a number 10, man.
You're number 10.
Creativity. Yeah,
creative outlet, bro. Free room around the pitch, fam.
Yeah, creative outlet gets coached out of you.
Yeah, bro. Man's that right back. I'm that right back, bro. Running up and down, bro. Like a donkey, man. Putting in that hard yards.
Hard shift.
Oh man, yeah.
Hard shift. So every end of the game, you got mud on your back.
Yeah,
and
man.
And the fans love it. Like, you crunch, get stuff.
But you're Paul Pogba, fam. Literally, bro. Coming for a 20-minute cameo the other night, bro. Europa League, fam. Sensational.
Yeah, I could do a bit of everything. Maybe. Everything I could do everything in the world apart from swim.
That's the only thing, bro. You actually live up to that stereotype as well. Yeah. So
but
jarring.
That's the one
man.
Thing. If people out there want to kill me,
just drown him.
You just drown me.
Yeah.
Don't drown me, but.
Bro, man, I remember I was on holiday years ago. You couldn't even go in the fucking pool, mate.
No, I could go in the pool. I couldn't go in the.
Oh, the south. The
MAGA.
We went to yeah.
No, I could go in the pool. Yeah. I couldn't go and do the madness.
You couldn't go on the.
I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Yeah, couldn't go on the water slides and all that. Man. Yeah, no, it was mad though. It was mad. But yeah, man, guys, let us know what you think going forward in terms of dating, your interactions. I want to hear from both perspectives, from both genders. Yeah, or not? It's 2023. There's more than two genders. But yeah, let us know. Yeah.